Good evening. I'm Pat Thurston, and I have a guest who's joining us. We're going to be talking about a local issue here. It concerns City College of San Francisco and what's going on there. There are some big changes that are being made. Why are the changes being made? What are these changes? Do they make any sense? And there is some concern about money that was recently voted in through parcel tax funds. So Lisa Messer is with me. She's an English teacher at City College of San Francisco, and she's the president of the faculty union, AFT. I don't want to say ATF because that would be wrong. The American Federation of Teachers 2121. Hi, thanks for coming in.
Good evening. Thanks for having me.
I am delighted to have you. So what's going on here? What's the big beef? I understand that there's a threat of loss of accreditation.
There is, and there are probably, and it's probably fair to say that there are a number of big beefs that are going on at City College of San Francisco right now, but just you hit on a couple of them. There are big changes at the college. There is, the college is under sanction from what's called the ACCJC, that's the Accrediting Commission of Junior Colleges, which oversees all of California's community college. They have put us on show cause, which means that we need to prove within actually by March 15th that we deserve to remain open. They've done that not because our education is not excellent. In fact, they praised our education and the work that we do for San Franciscans, but because of finances, because of planning, because of some structural problems that they were unhappy with. And so the college has been working very hard in the last several months. This happened in July, last July, to work on those issues so that we can meet our accreditation. At the same time, we've also passed, we wanted to deal with the finances, and we were worried about finances long before the accreditation sanctions. So we ran a parcel tax, Proposition A, here in San Francisco, which required a two-thirds vote. And we did a lot of outreach, and we found that San Franciscans really care about City College, mm-hmm. want us to continue to offer education to San Francisco, of course, and really wanted to save the college. So that parcel tax passed by 72.9%.
Wow.
Which was
excellent.
A wonderful show of support
yes.
from the San Francisco voters. Now, however, the college is making moves to take that money and not to use it in the ways that we had talked to the voters about using. So, in fact, it appears that they're looking to break the trust of San Francisco voters, which is
Who at the college is making these decisions?
The decisions are being made by administrators at the college and by the board. And then the board has a special trustee who has been appointed by the state, who has veto power over all of the board's actions.
And is that individual, is this trustee, are they taking into consideration the concerns that the teachers have about what's going on?
I would have to say no. It seems to me that they're not taking into concern the concerns that teachers and others at the college have, and it doesn't appear that they're taking into account the concerns that the voters would have.
Didn't this all begin with something that has to do with SLOs, and what are SLOs, and how does that relate to what's going on there now?
SLOs are student learning outcomes, and they are something that's been put in place all across the country. They're a way of attempting to measure student learning. They're metrics, basically, that measure student learning. And one of the findings of the Accreditation Commission was that we weren't doing enough to track that measuring and to really ensure that we were following those metrics. So that's a responsibility largely of faculty, although it's also the responsibility of the administration to make sure that's happening. So we've gotten that in gear in the last couple of months. The whole college is engaged in SLOs.
So that's something that sort of gives you feedback as to what you've been doing, but there's actually no concern about the quality of the education. Mostly we're talking about finances.
We're talking largely about finances, some about structure, yes. And then those measurements and those metrics, this accrediting commission was concerned to see that we could prove that we were doing them. And I think that's one of the things that almost everyone at the college feels like will really be very clear, that we need to, on March 15th, we'll be sending a report to the accrediting commission that's supposed to show the progress. And there has been significant progress towards the things that the ACCJC was most concerned about, SLOs being one of them. And I think we feel like that's well in hand at this point.
Yeah. So what are the, I mean, what are the big problems? What are they doing that you object to? In addition to the funds not being used from the parcel tax, those funds not being used the way they should be, are they making changes that are not going to enhance the educational situation at the City College?
Pat, I would say that's an understatement. So we're very concerned that many of the changes being made at the college are being made quickly and without significant thought to the quality education that we offer to students.
Give us an example.
Well, so restructuring academic departments in ways that don't seem to have any relationship to departments that should be near each other or working together, without engaging the folks who would be most affected by these changes. Initially, when those changes were brought forward, a couple of days before they were voted in by the board, there didn't seem to be any consideration of programs that actually were required to have department heads and have people working on things or would lose their ability to run those programs. So, for instance, our radiation technology program, I believe, requires that there's a director who is basically what we call a department chair, mm-hmm. who oversees that. And they were just going to remove that department chair so that we couldn't continue. This is the top radiology department in the country.
Why have they made the decisions that they've made? Is there any logic here?
I wish I could answer that question. I'm not sure that I can. There's definitely a rush around the Accreditation Commission and
sure.
trying to meet this, what is virtually an impossible deadline. It's a 9-month deadline to show that we've made all of these tremendous changes. And that's very quick. So there is definitely a rush, but there also seems to be a thoughtlessness and a disregard for students and for workers at the college. So one thing that's happened very recently is that they've laid off more than 30 staff members. Hmm.
Including teachers?
Well, classified staff they've laid off. Then they've also laid off they've laid off 18 counselors and somewhere between 25 and 30 instructors as well. Hmm. These things don't seem to be related to worrying about educational quality or even the college's enrollment, which is now becoming an issue. People are really under the impression that City College is either closed or closing, and that's simply not true.
Hmm.
We're working very hard to keep the college open, although it doesn't always feel like the administration is working hard to keep the college open in a way that actually brings the college together and moves us forward.
The money from the parcel tax,
mm-hmm.
Where was that money that you told the voters that the money is going to be used in this way? How was it supposed to be used, and how are they using it?
The language around Proposition A was pretty specific. It said that we would be using the money, and broad as well, but using the money to offset state budget cuts, to maintain essential courses,
mm-hmm.
to prevent layoffs,
mm-hmm.
to maintain student services.
Mm-hmm.
These are things that speak directly to the needs of the college after 5 years of tremendous and devastating budget cuts, where the college was really trying to hold on and not shrink too much and continue to serve students. So over the years, all of the employees at City College had taken a series of pay cuts and furlough days and other cost savings that were difficult for the employees, but we did it because we wanted to keep serving students, and
mm-hmm.
we didn't want to close classes that students needed and all of those things. So
you know what, I'm going to ask you to hold on. Mm-hmm. We'll come back and continue. We'll stay on that vein right now. I want to know about the money, where it was supposed to go and where it's actually going, because this is going to be important to the people who are paying for it, the people who are paying that extra parcel tax. 808-0810 is the telephone number, 8080-810. I'm Pat Thurston. We're talking about City College of San Francisco, and you are listening to KTX. Good evening. I'm Pat Thurston. We are talking about the issues that are taking place right now at San Francisco City College. My guest is Elisa Messer. She's an English teacher, and she's also president of the faculty union at the college. This is a 2-year college, and this is a City College right now is under threat of losing their accreditation, and but it doesn't have to happen. And it looks like they have made tremendous strides in meeting the objectives that they have to meet. But one of the things that you were telling me about is that the faculty? Is it the faculty or the entire staff? Who is facing a 9% pay cut?
Well, unfortunately, we're not just facing it. It's been imposed upon faculty. It was agreed upon with administration. Classified staff have taken more than 30 layoffs instead. But yes, despite trying to do good work at the bargaining table, despite bringing in an incredible amount of revenue to try to help, we really set out in after we had already been working on it, but after the accreditation report with its criticisms, we really set out to try to deal with the college's finances as best we could. And we really focused on the November elections. As you know, Proposition 30 passed, which brings $40 billion back to the state.
Right.
Of course, that makes a difference, and we can already see it making a difference to community colleges and all of education. And then Proposition A, which brings in $16 million a year. And the goal was that this would help the college move forward, make changes that it needs to make and reforms that it needs to make without devastating our programs and without devastating our employees. And unfortunately, that's not how the administration has chosen to move forward, despite being in a slightly better position financially.
What are they doing with the money?
So they're going to use the money, they say, for the college's reserves and for a series of other things that the Accreditation Commission has tagged, although they're doing all of that in the most aggressive way possible. So next year they want to put $6 million into the college's reserves, despite the fact that by our numbers, even to get to what the state chancellor's office recommends, just the sort of minimum requirement of what they recommend, which would be a great place to be the first year,
sure,
would be $2.5 million or thereabouts, not $6 million. Mm-hmm. So in the meantime, they're claiming, despite the fact that we had all of the budget information and all of the budget scenarios that everyone had looked at in public, including in board meetings and as well as at the negotiating tables, had shown us that should we pass Proposition 30 and Proposition A, there would even be a slight surplus next year rather than a deficit. And this was if we made no other financial changes. And of course, there are tremendous changes being made at the college to save money and find other savings, various efficiencies, and so on. But even if we didn't do those things, all of the budgetary information said that we would have a slight surplus. Now, post-election, we win Proposition 30. The voters support education in California, and San Francisco supports City College at a tremendous level.
Yes.
It was really beautiful to see. And yet we're being told that there's a $10 million hole in the budget so that they can use all of that money rather than using it for what the voters said that they were voting for, so that they can use all of that money for specifically to overreach and be very aggressive on some of those accreditation issues.
Let's get a phone call in here. 808-0810 is our telephone number, 8080-810. Robert is calling from Redwood Shores. Hi, Robert. Welcome to KGO. You're on with Elisa. Go ahead.
Hi, Pat. Thanks very much.
Sure.
Say, for your guest, I'm a little concerned about the level of detail we're getting in your explanations. It sounds like you're saying that these decisions are being made by the board without merit because they're not consulting with the educators first. But isn't it the job of an oversight board to ensure that certain objectives are being met? And which are the specific objectives relative to the level of education that are not being met?
Interesting. So, of course, the board is there to oversee and ensure that we're meeting various objectives. That there's no question about that. I think imposing from on high versus consulting with the educators and the workers and the folks at the college who have the expertise. The board is not made up of educators. So there are certain things that folks at the college need to bring to the table in order to do that well. And just moving things around or telling people what to do and how to do it without consultation really is a problem for education. In terms of things that are not being met specifically for education, if you're asking, I'm not sure, if you're asking about the Accreditation Commission, I really don't see specific things that the Accreditation Commission tagged that are about not meeting educational quality. They were primarily about other things. And then we talked about the SLOs, which are related to educational quality, but are not specifically about the quality of education.
When the parcel tax was presented to the voters of San Francisco, who wrote that? Who decided that they were going to put that on the ballot and allow San Franciscans to make this decision? Was it the teachers union?
We certainly supported it, as did SEIU 10-1, which is the classified staff union. We pushed very hard for it. We thought it was very important. The college itself wrote the ballot language and put that forward, so the college was involved, although most of the work to get Proposition A passed was really done by the college community, the teachers, the students, the faculty and the students and the staff, as well as labor and the San Francisco community. So it was a grassroots effort. Folks really stepped up to do that kind of outreach and to make that happen.
So I'm assuming that, you know, you're not a little wallflower. You're somebody who asserts herself. I'm assuming that you've tried to talk with the board members, try to talk with the administration and the trustee about the decisions that they're making, about how
Absolutely.
This could actually be done without devastating the faculty in particular in the way that it's that they have proposed. What has been their response? Are they talking with you, or are they negotiating with you in any way?
Well, we sat all last fall at the negotiating table. I would say I wouldn't call them negotiations as we have had them in the past. So where there is a history of working together to try to solve problems, we have something called interest-based bargaining, where we really try to work together to solve joint problems and find some common ground. That really hasn't been the case. So the college late last fall in December gave us a choice, and the choice was either agree to these tremendous pay cuts, which you're taking on top of pay cuts that we've already agreed to this year, right? Mm-hmm. The faculty did vote for a 2.85% pay cut this year. They wanted us to agree to an additional pay cut. And if we didn't, they were going to impose that additional pay cut, which isn't exactly
a
choice.
That's not a negotiation.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So they're making choices about how to move forward with meeting our accreditation. They're not the choices we think they had to make.
Mm-hmm.
They're not the choices, clearly, that we think they should be making. But they have made some choices and left us with very few.
Do you can you go directly to the board, the people who do the accreditation?
The Accreditation Commission.
Can you go directly to them, appeal to them and say, you know, we're trying to rush this thing in, and instead of taking it in a more sensible direction, and, you know, we want to meet your goals, but there needs to be a little more time, and we've made tremendous strides, you know, shouldn't you be working with us? I mean, they've got an interest in having the highest quality education and student services too, right?
One would think so.
Yes.
One would
think
so.
So can you talk directly with them, or is that not allowed?
We don't have an opportunity to speak directly with them. They do communicate with the college administration.
Are they real people, or are they like, you know, some book somewhere?
A
computer that's just issuing directives.
They do appeal. Well, it's, you know, they do appear to be real people. They don't have communication with, you know, directly with members of the college other than the administration. And there, you know, there's some real questions that we can ask about how they operate, and how much information they do or don't give to people in terms of meeting these standards. The standards that they've given us to meet don't seem on the face of them to be particularly problematic, and yet somehow in California, in this commission, we have an accreditation commission that sanctions colleges at a much, much higher rate than other places all around the country. So there are some questions that we have overall about the accreditation commission, but ultimately those questions, I think, will have little impact on City College and the work that we need to do. And that we had been very hopeful could be done without damaging the educational quality and the services that we give to students, and without damaging the college long term in terms of faculty and staff who are there and the work that we do.
Can you tell us in 30 or 45 seconds what we can do to help?
Well, I think one thing that particularly folks in San Francisco can do is let their supervisor know that they're concerned about the misuse of Prop A funds. They can write to the college and let them know, if they voted for Prop A, why they did it. And they can certainly track. There are a couple of websites and Facebook pages that they can track. If they can look up AFT 2121 to get more information. And there's a Facebook called Save Our City College, which was related to the Prop A campaign, that we'll be keeping in touch with and keeping in touch with the folks there.
Okay, and you have to stay in touch with me and let me know what is taking place and what you're hearing back from administration and some of the other obstacles that you're facing as well.
Absolutely.
All right, Elisa, thank you.